He was in the world, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. During the Christmas season, especially from the evangelist John, we hear this contrast between the world created by the Word of God, created by our Lord, and the people who live in it who did not accept their own maker, their own creator. He was in the world was made through him, but the world did not know him, did not accept him. Today we'll just look at more closely, we'll look at what the world is and what's wrong with this world. Why does it reject its own Lord? And we'll do that by looking at a spiritual author, Father Royo Marin, a very good master of the spiritual life, who in one of his books on Christian perfection dedicated a chapter to the world as man's enemy. And he has the gift of being very concise and very clear in his exposition. For our reflection today, we'll just read excerpts from this chapter to understand what is the world? Why is it our enemy? Why is it our Lord's enemy? How do we avoid it? And how do we tell the spirit of the world? How can we tell that we're dealing with the spirit of the world and that we need to therefore protect ourselves from it? Father Royo Marin starts by saying, I quote, "When we speak of the world as the enemy of the Christian and an obstacle to sanctification, we are referring not so much to the world itself as to the worldly or mundane spirit manifested by those who live in complete neglect of God and excessive attachment to created things. The worldly spirit is generally manifested in four principal ways. If you spot these symptoms, know that you're dealing with the spirit of the world and you need to reject this spirit. If you embrace the spirit, you reject Christ. If you reject the spirit, then you embrace Christ. One, the first and most deceptive is that of the false maxims which are directly opposed to the precepts of Christ. The world tells you, enjoy life while you can, make the most of what the world has to offer, find security in the maximum bodily comfort, forget about tomorrow, and give not a thought to life hereafter. The world tells you that somebody who's agnostic or an atheist is a man who thinks for himself. Somebody who rejects church authority, we could add, is an adult Christian. A person who rejects all authority and objective morality is one who values his personal freedom. A woman or a man of loose morals is considered sophisticated and mature, etc., etc. The second manifestation of the mundane spirit is found in the ridicule and persecution of those who strive to live honestly and decently. The world will persecute you. The world, a person who's mundane, makes a mockery of any authority or law that would guide people along the path of self-control and obedience. Not wanting to observe the law himself, he cultivates a special hatred for those who honestly try to lead good lives. Three, the third manifestation of our worldly spirit is an inordinate and an insatiable desire for pleasure, diversions, and etc., etc. Four, the fourth mark of a mundane spirit is a scandal and bad example which confront the earnest Christian at every turn. It's not a question of merely malicious and irreligious people that give scandal, but what is even worse, scandal is sometimes given by those who, because of their Christian belief or state in life, should be examples of virtue. So summarizing, one, false maxims, false beatitudes, a false gospel. Two, ridicule and persecutions. Three, an inordinate and insatiable pursuit of pleasure. Four, scandal. This is what we mean when we say the world in opposition to God. This is the world that the Word of God came into and was rejected by. So what are the remedies? How do we prevent ourselves from being contaminated by the world? The most efficacious remedy is to flee from the world. But since the majority of Christians must live in the world and still pursue Christian perfection, it is necessary that they strive to acquire the mind and spirit of Christ, who also lived in the world, but was opposed to its spirit. And we can add that we must be ready to be rejected by the world. As Christ was rejected, we must be ready to be rejected. So how do we avoid being contaminated by the world? One, avoid dangerous occasions, because he who loves danger will perish in it. So avoid dangerous occasions. Two, vivify, strengthen your faith. Strong faith, the author says, will allow you to rise above those things that are temptations for others. A strong faith will enable the Christian to withstand the taunts and ridicule of worldly persons. 3, meditation on the vanity of the world. The world passes quickly, and life passes even more quickly. We need to meditate on this, remind ourselves of this. The world is passing away, but he who does the will of God abides forever, as St. John says. 4, and most importantly perhaps, disregard for human respect. To be concerned about what they will say is one of the attitudes which is most unworthy of a Christian. Jesus said explicitly that he would deny him before Jesus said explicitly that he would deny before his heavenly Father anyone who denies him before men. Summarizing, we need to avoid occasions of sin. There are many out there today, and we can't leave the world. We need to avoid at least the ones that are not necessary for us. We need to avoid putting ourselves deliberately in the occasion of sin. 2, we need to have a strong faith. 3, we need to pray and meditate on the vanity of the world. And 4, we need to trample all forms of human respect. If we do that, then we'll have the Spirit of Christ. He was in the world. The world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. Let us, at least, though we be perhaps few in number, let us know our Lord, let us have his Spirit. Because to those who did accept him, St. John says, he gave the power to become children of God. And such we have the grace of calling ourselves children of God, and such we truly are. And we have to thank God for it, and be always thankful and grateful and faithful to this dignity. Praised be Jesus and Mary.